The next stance we want to talk about is the Weaver stance. You assume a boxer stance like you're boxing somebody. So your strong foot is going to be to the rear, meaning if you're right-handed, your right foot is to the rear. If you're left-handed, your left foot is to the rear. And your weak side is going to be forward, so your left foot is in front of the right if you're right-handed. You're going to push out with your right hand, the gun hand, or your, again, left hand if you're left-handed, but your strong side. You're going to push out with that arm and that hand, and you're going to pull back with your weak hand until you feel a lock on your arms, and that gives you a good shooting skeletal stance, if you will. Strong side foot to the rear, like I said, must square up to the target to avoid shooting from the shoulder. One of the problems with Weaver is that a lot of times if you just bring that gun up and push out and pull back, you're going to be shooting from the shoulder. Your head moves over to your shoulder, so to speak, and you're going to be shooting from the shoulder. You're going to be off target. So you got to square up. Your shoulders still have to be in alignment like they were in the isosceles with that target in order for you to hit the target consistently. This is not taught much anymore. Like I said, it's impractical in a fast-breaking scenario. Most people go to the isosceles when they're under stress, not the Weaver stance.